NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 20th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor, everything Zaslow Show 2.0. All this is possible because of Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're involved in an accident, get compensated. Let them put their skills to work for you. 800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Glad to have you guys start the week with us here. What a weekend we had. Let's get right into it here. And of course, with all the action out there, I mean, Bet Online, that's your number one source for all your summer sports this season. From MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the BetOnline website today. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Fun weekend, a lot of action, Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA. You had the PGA Championship. You had the craziness with Scottie Scheffler, of course, on Friday. I got through a stretch this weekend. Yesterday, a stretch of six straight days on ESPN Radio. Tuesday through Friday, I did Carlin versus Joe with Chris Carlin. That That was great. I hope you guys enjoyed all those shows. And then Saturday and Sunday did ESPN Radio Game Day yesterday with Andre Snellings. We did kind of like a pregame show for Game 7 Knicks Pacers. That was fun. And did Game Day with Maria Marino on Saturday, who I've done 2 weeks in a row now with, and I really like working with her. So had fun this weekend. If you guys were able to check us out, that's awesome. I love that. Also, this morning, every Monday, I'm on Driving the Line. That's Jonathan, my man Jonathan Coachman. That's your sports betting brand of record. Go check out Driving the Line every morning, 10 a.m., youtube.com/@drivingtheline. It's sports, but based around sports betting. So you get in on the action, winning plays, that whole deal. Go back and watch today's episode. I'm on with those guys every Monday morning. Now, everyone else is essentially a handicapper. I'm not a handicapper, but I give plays, and I'm there to provide sports commentary, you know? So it's fun, and I love working with Coach. So go check that out, youtube.com/@drivingtheline. Also, I don't know if you saw it. I posted on social media, so I hope that you guys saw. Big weekend where I got dolled up, I got dressed up, went out to the Hard Rock. I'd never been to the Guitar, by the way. I'd never been to the Hard Rock Guitar Hotel. So I was there this Saturday night. Jason Taylor's Foundation had their annual gala where they honor folks in our community who do amazing work. Udonis Haslam, for instance, was honored. Jason Jenkins, former Dolphins vice president, community relations, who tragically passed away, what was it, about a year and a half ago. Just a mensch of a man. Anyone who's ever dealt with the Dolphins had some, in media, had some kind of interaction with Jason. And so I knew him, and it was an amazing tribute that they did for him at that event on Tuesday night, naming their community award after him. It was, and I'll tell you, it got me a little bit. You know, that tribute, it was heavy. I was not expecting that. So that was really glad. I was really glad to be able to see that and their tribute for Jason, who like I said, just like a true gentleman, who everyone who had ever dealt with him in media and with the Dolphins, all the work he did for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, but just in general, the rare person that everyone has something great to say. Just a real gentleman. I miss that guy. And that was nice that they did that tribute for him and named the award. So I went to that on Saturday night and got to catch up with the Queen, Joy Taylor. That was good seeing her. So hung out with Joy on Saturday night. That was a lot of fun. Was able to catch up with her. Hadn't seen her in a while. So that's what I had going on over the weekend. We had some fun watching Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers on Friday night. They did it, everybody. Now, if you heard me on ESPN Radio Saturday and Sunday, you know I was fired up over the Panthers. I gave you a little bit on that. But Friday, the last edition of Zaslow Show 2.0, of course, we're talking Game 6 had not happened yet. We'll get to all of that, okay? I got to update you on, did I buy Game 7 tickets? Because remember, I was wondering, do I purchase Game 7 tickets before Game 6 to get, you know, essentially get the tickets, because it's an if necessary game, get those tickets before the price go up even more? Do I mess around with the hockey karma with the hockey gods? Do I do that? I'll give you an update on how it went down. Obviously, everything worked out because the Panthers took that ass on Friday night. We'll get to that. I'll let you know how it all happened. All right. But first, I wanted to mention this today too. So today, May 20th, 2024, 13 years ago today, I saw this on social media, 13 years ago today, the Macho Man, Randy Savage, passed away. And I bring that up because, wow, I can't believe it, 13 years ago. So sad we lost that guy 13 years ago, because he had really seemed to be in a good place in his life, the Macho Man. And it sucks that you got all these guys, you know, the legends in WWE, and Macho is not around. Like, it'd be so good to be able to see Macho every now and then. But the reason I bring this up, 13 years ago today, Macho Man passed away. You guys know I love pro wrestling. And, I love it so much also because it makes me feel like a kid. I'm super high on nostalgia. I love nostalgia. And wrestling is always going to make me feel like a kid again. And I bring up Macho Man 13 years ago passing away today, who, by the way, was, I mean, if you want to talk about one of a kind or larger than life, no one was more larger than life than the Macho Man Randy Savage. And I bring it up because Macho Man, essentially, he is essentially responsible for my love of pro wrestling. Now, he was never my favorite, but he is essentially responsible for my love of pro wrestling because I was 6 years old, WrestleMania 3. This is 1987, and I tuned into WrestleMania 3. Not watching it live. Back then, it's pay-per-view. Nobody knew what pay-per-view was. But eventually watching it on video, oh, I gotta watch this. I'm only 6 years old, but Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, this seems like a big deal, you know? And so I'm watching the show, but what hooked me was the Macho Man's match. Macho Man defending the Intercontinental Championship against Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, which I still today believe is the greatest match in the history of professional wrestling. And so while the main event, Hogan and Andre, is what drew me into that event, what made me fall in love with pro wrestling was that match that night at WrestleMania 3, where Macho lost the Intercontinental title to Ricky Steamboat, where it's one of those things where I don't know, I'm 6 years old. It's one of those things where I don't know exactly what I'm watching here, but I know I love this. I know this right here is for me. And Macho Man, I could say in a roundabout way, is essentially responsible for my love for pro wrestling. It's such a perfect match. And when you learn how all of that went down, it was essentially Macho Man's doing. I mean, he actually scripted out move for move the entire match. He was very meticulous like that. Really one of a kind. So 13 years ago today, the great Macho Man passed away. I miss that guy. All pro wrestling fans miss that guy. So let's get to NBA. We'll circle back to the Panthers stuff because obviously we're super excited about our favorite little hockey team. They are back, back-to-back years. They are back in the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh my God, amazing. So thrilled. First though, I want to tell you guys, look, the month of May, we're running out of days here in the month of May. So I want to make sure you guys take advantage of the Memorial Day sales event that's going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. So easy to get there. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. If you're thinking about getting a new ride, right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, zero payment for 3 months, zero security deposit. Plus, you can get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. And right now, 0% APR on up to 72 months on the Subaru Outback. That's a great deal. What if I told you you could lease a brand new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Limited for just $199 a month for 36 months, $54.95 due at signing with approved credit, and 3 years maintenance included. That's what we're talking about at the Memorial Day sales event. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com for full details. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on the rest of this month at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So, NBA. Let's first get to the early game yesterday. Pacers crushed the Knicks. Now, I was on right before this game, right? On ESPN Radio. I was so pumped for this game. And I've been rooting for the Knicks throughout this series because, and the first two rounds, Zaslow, what are you rooting for the Knicks for? Listen, there's a means to an end here. And the reason that I'm rooting for the Knicks is I think they have the best shot to take out the Boston Celtics. But that version of the New York Knicks, let's be honest here, that version of the New York Knicks that we have seen this series and really the last few games, Brunson now hurt at the very end, Ananobi hurt the last four or five games, whatever it was, Josh Hart, that version of the New York Knicks did not stand a chance against the Boston Celtics. So if you want the Celtics to lose, which of course we want the Celtics to lose because F the Celtics, the Indiana Pacers, even as little a shot that I may believe that the Pacers have to beat the Celtics, if you want a team that's going to be able to maybe give the Celtics a little bit of run, it wasn't that version of the New York Knicks. It has to be the Indiana Pacers, even though it's going to wind up being the Minnesota Timberwolves who will come out of the Western Conference. So, yes, I was rooting this entire time for the New York Knicks because I want them to be the team that I think could take out the Celtics. My biggest problem with the game yesterday, Madison Square Garden, it's the best venue in the NBA. It's by far the best crowd. And I wasn't even so excited for the game as much as I was for that atmosphere. Being able to sit back and watch yesterday afternoon, that building just on fire for 48 minutes. And you know what? When the Pacers went ahead early, I said to myself, you know, up double figures early, I'm like, all right, this is fine. This is going to make for an even better atmosphere because when the Knicks make their eventual push, when the Knicks make their eventual run, that the Garden is going to be on fire. Like, that building is going to be fun as hell when the Knicks make their inevitable run back into it. They never made the run back into it. They had one run, what was it, late third quarter, where they got within six, and then the Pacers, I think, pushed back with seven straight points from there. The lead eventually ballooned back to 18, 19, whatever it was. The Knicks were never in the game. So, as a result, we were robbed. If you're a fan just of sports and of great sporting environments and atmospheres, we never got the cool moments yesterday, Game 7 at Madison Square Garden, that we thought we were going to get. That game was such a massive dud. Even if the Pacers wound up winning, like, whatever, let the Pacers win. Because like I said, the Knicks, that version of the Knicks, wouldn't have done shit against the Celtics. But we never got that moment where the Garden was lit, was bouncing, was rocking. And as a sports, like, oh my God, what a scene. Never got it. Just totally robbed of what should have been an amazing Game 7 atmosphere. Because we're talking 29 years since there was a Game 7 at Madison Square Garden. That's crazy. You know, for a building they call the Mecca, the center of the basketball universe, not a single Game 7 in 29 years? I mean, that's pathetic. Let's be honest here. And then when you do get the Game 7, they just got their shit kicked in from start to finish. But here's the thing that stood out to me also yesterday, all right? 29 years. So how about this? 29 years since the last Game 7, which in the Garden, which was also the Pacers. That, of course, was the infamous Game 7 where Patrick Ewing misses the layup at the buzzer. That's right. Patrick Ewing misses the layup that would have won the game. Pacers win by a point. They move on to the Eastern Conference Finals where, they lost to the Orlando Magic, who then lost in the finals to the Houston Rockets. Ewing misses the layup. That's Pat Riley's last game as head coach of the New York Knicks. So think about 29 years since the last Game 7 at the Garden, and it was also Pat Riley's last game as head coach of the Knicks. Think about this. If Patrick Ewing makes a layup, that's all he's got to do. If Patrick Ewing makes a layup, all of this, me, two-time championship broadcaster, all of the success of the Miami Heat likely never happens. Pat Riley does not leave the Knicks if Ewing doesn't miss that layup. He never becomes head coach and president of the Miami Heat. And all of this, we are so close to all of it having never happened. Because in the last Game 7 in the Garden 29 years ago, Patrick Ewing missed a layup. And Pat Riley then faxed in his resignation and did his thing here in Miami. Unbelievable, right? That was the last Game 7. How close we are, how close we were to none of this. Can you imagine a world where I'm not a two-time champion broadcaster? That's a Patrick Ewing layup is how close we were to none of it ever happening. That's crazy, right? So anyway, the Pacers destroy the Knicks really from start to finish yesterday. And by the way, I liked that OG Anunoby played yesterday. Josh Hart, of course, is going to play. You knew that. But I liked that OG Anunoby gave it a go. He had 5 points, 2 shots, the first 4 minutes. We never heard from him again. I love that Anunoby gave it a go yesterday, because you go back to the series with Cleveland, you know, Donovan Mitchell, he doesn't play game four. He doesn't play game five. Your season's on the line. This is it. You're their big guy. You're not even going to try? And, you know, you're standing the whole game, Donovan Mitchell. He's coaching up Darius Garland. He's into the game. You can't even try? I mean, you saw OG Anunoby. He at least got out there and gave it a try. So I like that Anunoby gave the effort there. Clearly, you could see he could hardly move. He couldn't move. He was jogging the floor like he had a duty that he was holding in, like he had a turtle head. That's what he looked like. If you didn't know what OG Anunoby looked like yesterday, he was holding in a duty. He had a turtle head the first 4 minutes of the game. And so they take him out. And the first thing that goes to my mind, how the hell did he get cleared for the game? I like that he played, but who thought that that was going to be able to help them? That's crazy. Were they just going for the emotional boost at the beginning of the game? You know, Willis Reed style? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And if so, I like it. But there's no way anyone saw him in warmups and said, all right, good to go. I think this guy could help us. That was nuts. So, overall, this was the better result. If you want the Celtics to lose, like I do, you had to have the Pacers coming out of this series. But I don't believe this is going to be much of a series. I would say, though, Boston goes up 2-0, which I was about to say I expect them to, but they love losing game two at home. If Boston goes up 2-0, at least the Pacers are coming off a series where they were down 2-0, still won the series, won games 3 and 4 at home. They've actually won 11 consecutive games, dating back to the end of the regular season. 11 consecutive games at Cambridge Fieldhouse. So, and they just got to win one in Boston. So I'm rooting hard for the Pacers. I hate the Pacers, but not as much as I hate the Celtics. So rooting hard for the Pacers. Now, last night, the Wolves, an absolute shocker at the Denver Nuggets. You know what's not shocking? Every time I tell you where to get the best homeowners insurance from, and that's where I've been getting my homeowners insurance from for over 10 years now, we're talking Brunt Insurance. That's right, 954-589-2204. Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, you need homeowners insurance. You already have homeowners insurance? Give them a call. Get a better rate. 954-589-2204. And wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys, it doesn't matter. Brunt Insurance has offices throughout the state, so they're going to know your area. You're going to get the most comprehensive coverage at the most affordable rate. Like I said, I've had my homeowner's insurance through Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. I'm covered. I got nothing to worry about. I want to make sure all my Zaslow Show 2.0 listeners are in the same boat. Because when it comes to homeowners, renters, condo insurance, there's so many options out there, but you don't have to worry about it because the fully licensed staff at Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all those confusing options crystal clear. They will help you every step of the way. Sounds good, right? Give them a call. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. So let's get to the game from last night, all right? I'm looking forward to this all day now since the Knicks-Pacers game was such a bust. Both my kids are looking for, they can't wait for Game 7. Nuggets-Wolves. I don't know what the hell is going to happen, but I do know that going into Game 7 yesterday, Nuggets and Wolves had the highest point differential through 6 games in league history. Every game's a blowout. That series sucked. We're going to remember Game 7 and how the Wolves finished it off. But overall, this was an awful series. And it looked like we were going to get an awful Game 7. You know, the home team couldn't win a game through the first four. And then it looked like the road team was not going to be able to win a game in the final three. The Nuggets beat the shit out of the Wolves in Game 5 at home. The Wolves won by 1,045 in Game 6 in Minnesota. And then early in the third quarter, the score is 58-38. And then all of a sudden, I know we could talk about the offense. It's the Wolves' defense. The Wolves' defense was shutting down Denver in that third quarter, really the entire second half. It's 58-38, and they were able to finally go on a little bit of a run, but it's the Wolves' defense. This team is outstanding on that end of the floor. They're so big. They defend the shit out of you. It's as good a defense you've seen in the league. I'm not going to say in forever, but in a really long time. And so the defense gets them back into it. Anthony Edwards, who has done nothing this game. I felt bad because it's like Anthony Edwards, they got 38 points early in the third quarter. They're down by 20, and Anthony Edwards is 1-for-9. He's going to get crushed this entire offseason. But then you get a couple easy baskets for Edwards, couple breakaways because of steals. Okay, can that get him going a little bit? But here's the thing with Edwards. Even when he's not scoring, when he's having a terrible game, you saw the way Denver was defending him. They're trapping him every single time. Porter and Gordon, they're trapping him every single time high up top. So even if he's not doing anything offensively, he's taken so much attention from that Denver defense that it's going to wind up helping out other guys there. And Carl Anthony Towns, who I've been on, you know this. I don't think you could trust him. He was amazing last night. Game of his life. Now, he still commits the stupid fouls. He had 5 fouls early in the fourth quarter. They took him out, and then Naz Reid checks in. Carl Anthony Towns and Naz Reid won them that game yesterday. Naz Reid comes in. Unbelievable. The offensive rebounds, three-pointer in the corner, putback slam, the free throws. The lead goes from 4-10. While Naz Reid is in for Carl Anthony Towns. Towns and Reid were unbelievable last night for the Wolves. And just that defense, swarming defense. And look, let's point this out, all right? The Nuggets, they looked out of gas.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
'Tis the season for summer road trip adventures. And Firestone Complete Auto Care's epic savings event with up to $100 off select services from June 6th to the 9th. Limited time offer. Conditions apply. Go to FirestoneComplete.com for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And it's interesting, I didn't know this, or I mean, I should have, I just hadn't thought about it. 6 years. 6 years since the defending NBA champion has gotten past the second round in the playoffs. Think about that. The Raptors in 2019, they win the championship. I don't remember what they did in 20. I mean, they lost Kawhi in 2020. Did they miss the playoffs? They might have. In 2020, the Lakers win, so they flame out the next year. 21, the Bucks win. The Heat beat them. And was it the Heat that beat them in the first round that next year? No, the Heat beat them in 23 in the first round. Whoever it was. But did the Nets beat them in 22? I don't know. Who cares, right? In 2022, the Warriors win. Did they miss the playoffs next year? They lose in the play-in? I forget what it was. In 23, Nuggets win the championship. And now they get bounced in the second round. I didn't do a real good job recapping there for you, but you understand what I'm saying. And we also then have to go back to 2017-2018 Golden State Warriors, the last time a team repeated. Think about that. 2019 Toronto, 20 Los Angeles, 21 Milwaukee, 22 Golden State, 23 Denver, and now 24, we're going to have a brand new champion. When I say brand new champion, I mean like a star, a new star is going to win a title. Either Luka Doncic in Denver, Dallas, Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, Minnesota, Jason Tatum, Boston, or, you know, Halliburton and Indiana. So we're going to have a new champion now this year. The league's changing a little bit, right? And just look at the seeds that are remaining here in the Final Four. In the East, it's 1 versus 6. And in the West, 3 versus 5. It's almost always 1 versus 2, 1 versus 2, or 1 versus 2, 1 versus 3. This year, 1 versus 6 and 3 versus 5. And you also look, the league used to be you got to have the 3 stars. Everybody wants the big 3. I really think it's about having 2 big guys and you have a great rest of the roster. You look at Minnesota, you got Towns and Edwards. Gobert's not a superstar. You got Towns and Edwards, and you got a great roster built around them. Between Gobert, Naz Reid, of course, Mike Conley. And then you look at, Boston added Porzingis this year. Not available right now. They kind of have 3 stars. We'll see how it works out for them. They're the deepest. Their bench is not great. Great starting 5. Boston's bench is not great. Indiana, they use their bench. They are a well-rounded team. And if you want to say stars, all right, Halliburton, Siakam. I don't think Miles Turner's a star, but Turner, Nesmith, Nembhard. You got a great rounded team there in Indiana. And then Dallas, Doncic and Irving, 2 stars. And look at the rest of the way their team is built. Derek Jones Jr., Derek Lively off the bench rookie. Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington. It's 2 stars and a well-rounded team. I think things are changing in the league. Really hard to win back-to-back. I think the way is now 2 superstars and a well-rounded team. And we get some upsets now in the postseason for a league that historically has been about chalk. Has been about the best teams always win in the best of 7. The higher seeded team always winds up getting through the postseason. So in that regard, the NBA is in a good spot. Man, the Nuggets looked out of gas yesterday. Not only did the Nuggets look out of gas, they didn't look like a champion. They looked panicked once the Wolves made their run. They look shook when the Wolves made their run. And it really looked like, here, Jokic, like, win it for us. Bail us out. And Jokic, like, he had a great game, but and if a guy could ever have 36 points and 17 rebounds and you say he wasn't good enough, I guess that was the game, because they're dumping the ball down low to him. Please bail us out, Nikola. Please bail us out. Jamal Murray had the huge first half, didn't do a whole lot in the second half, and they got nothing from everyone else. They looked gassed, and they looked shook by this Wolves team. And you know what? It wasn't like they looked terrible in game 2, their behavior and the way they reacted, throwing the heating pad on the floor, Jamal Murray. They looked like a frustrated champion. And then at the end of the game, you even saw Jokic. I thought he was kind of a baby. You know, Anthony Edwards is waving to the crowd. Good. You're allowed to do that. Send those people home. Anthony Edwards is waving to the crowd. And Jokic, he didn't seem happy about it. He was talking to him. And then Jokic had something to say as well to what's-his-name, who tried to dunk the ball late in the game, which I don't like. He shouldn't have done that. And Jokic didn't like that either. Listen, you're being a little bit of a baby, Nikola. Little bit of a baby. Especially when, you know, you got the brothers in the stands who are looking to fight everybody. You lost, Nikola. You were up 3-2. You lost by 45. And then you blew a 20-point second-half lead at home. Bad look for the Nuggets. They looked like a panicked, gas team in the second half yesterday. I think that was the NBA Finals. I think Denver-Minnesota, like, if the Celtics faced the Nuggets in the NBA Finals, maybe they'd have gotten a game off the Nuggets. Celtics-Wolves, I think has potential to be, if that's what we get, I think has potential to be a great series. I think the Wolves win. Can you imagine, though, if the Mavericks beat the Wolves, can you imagine the Celtics on this side? Kyrie Irving on this side? Holy shit. You want to talk about a storyline. So, I think either way, we're setting up for a great finals. It's going to be Boston. Boston versus Minnesota, I think, would be a fantastic series. I think Minnesota wins. I don't pick how many games. We're still ways away from that. Boston versus Dallas would be... I think Boston would win, but Boston versus Dallas would be so juicy. So juicy. All right. So, speaking of juicy... On Friday, hang on a second, everybody. Let me take a sip of my vitamin water. Hang on. So you guys know what my conundrum was on Friday, right? Talked about it on Carlin versus Joe, Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio. And then I also talked about it with you guys. Game 6 was Friday night. Panthers-Bruins. If the Panthers lost, I was going to go to Game 7. I was going to take my boys on Sunday, yesterday. Because it's an if-necessary game, the tickets are super expensive, like about $200 a piece. They would get even more expensive once the game became mandatory. Do I buy the tickets before Game 6? Ultimately, I said, no, I don't want to mess with the hockey juju. I don't want to mess with the hockey gods. I feel like the hockey gods see me do it. They go, oh, Zaslo, you want to go to Game 7? Okay, you don't believe in your team? Okay, we'll give you Game 7. Here it is. And then the Panthers lose Game 6. I was like, ah, I can't handle it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fuck around with the hockey gods. And I didn't buy the tickets because I always put the team first. It's always team first for me. And as a result, the Panthers, I'm not going to take credit for the win, but I'm going to say I did my part. And the Panthers took that ass in Game 6 and sent those Boston fans home unhappy for the second straight year. What a night that was. The Panthers own that building. The Panthers own the Boston Bruins. That was some night. Oh my God, and the way I experienced, like I expected, watched full 60 minutes like my life depended on it. Yep. I stood for almost the entire game. I was standing, and I was really close to the television. And everybody knows, if you're standing and you're close to the TV, That makes the guys play harder. The closer you are to the TV, the harder the guys played. And my guys played so hard. What a game. The Panthers tied in the second. Lundell, right? Panthers tied the game in the second. And then, I mean, I'm so nervous because the last thing I need is overtime. And the minute 33 left, Gustav Forsling, who's probably the best defenseman in the NHL that nobody talks about. And he just threw it on net. He wasn't even looking. Just threw the rebound on net. Gustav Forsling, who is awesome. I was so happy for him. And then it was like a turn in my cycle. All right, here we go. 93 seconds. Let's finish this baby out. Oh, what a glorious fit. I love Tkachuk celebrating on the ice while the seconds were ticking off because they cleared the puck out of the zone. What a night. What a team. I mean, look, let's be honest here. All right. The Panthers own that building. They own that team. This is how rivalries are made. You know, like I hate the Hurricanes. I hate the Lightning. And now I hate the Bruins. This is how rivalries are made. When you face a team, when you battle in the playoffs. You know, we played the Lightning. 21 we lost. 22 we lost. 24 we avenged it. And now Panthers all time, by the way, 3-0 against the Bruins in the playoffs, 1996, 23, and 24. This is how rivalries are made. We own the Boston Bruins. How about this? Last year, we retired their captain. This year, we knocked out their captain. Next year, who wants to be the captain? Yep, that's right. Patrice Bergeron, we retired their captain last year, knocked out their captain this year. Who wants to be the Bruins captain next year? We own that team. What a night that... And here was my general feeling after the game. First of all, it was one of those grinded out games I've ever watched. It really was about 60 minutes of believing in your process, what this team does, and you're going, like, you're going to get the result. But what this team has done for us the last couple of years, if you've been a Panther fan forever, since day number one, 1993, like I have, we got 26 years of nothing from this team. Not a single series victory between 1996 and 2022. Got 26 years of nothing from this team. And now, back-to-back years in the Eastern Conference Finals. Back-to-back years playing for the Eastern Conference Championship. The opportunity to play for the Stanley Cup. Back-to-back years. I am so, so incredibly grateful to this team for the joy they've given me, for the joy that they're giving all the Panther fans out there. And now, we're 4 wins away from, once again, a chance to win the Stanley Cup. I am so grateful for the way this team has made me and other fans feel these last couple of years. I feel so great about this series. Look, Raiders can be hard as hell. It is. But I feel great about it. I feel great about the Panthers' chances. Two of the highest scoring teams in the league, but we're also a tremendous defensive team. Igor Shesterkin, the goalie for New York, he's phenomenal. This is going to be a great, great series. Madison Square Garden, Panthers and Rangers, just the second time in franchise history will face off in the postseason. 1997, Wayne Gretzky, that was the first and only time these teams have met in the postseason. Beating the Rangers could be hard as hell, but I feel really good about it. I do. And by the way, Alexander Barkov wins the Selke Trophy for the second time in his career. That goes for the best defensive forward in the game. That's the best two-way forward in the game. Sasha Barkov just won it for the second time. He's having a phenomenal postseason, and it's about time we in South Florida acknowledge this is one of the all-time great South Florida players, Alexander Barkov. Every time I bring it up on ESPN Radio, or if I have someone on Zaslow Show 2.0, a hockey person, and, hey, what do you make of Sasha Barkov? What about the type of player he is? I mean, these people, they tell me, like, you're crazy if you don't understand this is one of the best players in the entire National Hockey League. Once again, he is named the best defensive forward in the NHL. He is one of the all-time great South Florida sports figures, and it's about time he gets that recognition. It's about time. I'll tell you who's also super pumped about the Panthers and what they're doing right now. How about my man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles? That's right, took me and my son last year to the Stanley Cup Finals. He loves the Panthers. Make sure you're following at Sheets Giggles on social media, on Twitter, because he's always putting out the discounts, the promo codes, the flash sales, especially when our teams are having success on the field, on the court, on the ice. If you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who use their sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, pillows. Sheets and Giggles rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Sheets and Giggles been with Zaslow Show 2.0 for over a year now. So, for the past year plus, I've been getting the best sleep of my life on the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. That's right, SheetsGiggles.com. And if this is your first time getting their bedding, look, you get pillows, mattresses, a comforter. Oh my God, my comforter is so soft. If this is your first time shopping at SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. So if you're thinking about getting that new mattress, mattresses can be expensive. Take advantage of 20% off. Go to SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow. Again, SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Every day, always brought to us by our friends at Caneswear. That's right, Caneswear, the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear anywhere. But of course, if you're getting ready for Eastern Conference Finals Games 3 and 4 here in Sunrise, you better pick up the newest Panther gear. And all the newest Panther gear is at Caneswear in Davie. Stop by at 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop no matter which South Florida sports team you root for. Caneswear has the largest selection. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami. You need the newest hats, t-shirts, and more. Caneswear.com. You could shop their entire inventory. They'll deliver it right to your front door. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about after the game last night, after the Nuggets lost, here's Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone being a dick.
Well, how hard is it just to absorb a loss like this after going ahead by 20?
Next question, man. The season's over. That's what's hard. Fuck being up 20. The season's over. You don't understand that. The season's over. It's hard. Stupid ass questions.
Hey, asshole, just answer the question, all right? It's a very obvious question. You can think it's stupid if you want. It's a very obvious question that the media, that these reporters have to write about. Asshole, answer the question. So I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? How about Bill Simmons? Oh, big Bill Simmons, big Bruins fan. On Friday, the Bill Simmons podcast, before Panthers-Bruins Game 6, how about Bill Simmons talking down to the Panther fan?
Florida fans, settle down. You didn't know what hockey was until like 1993. Like you literally didn't have hockey. You've never won a cup. The average person who follows sports has no idea what city you're attached to. You're the Florida Panthers. Are you in Jacksonville? Are you in Orlando? Are you in Palm Beach? Are you, nobody knows. It's the answer is Miami. But literally, most people don't know that. You sit there, you're dressed in red.
Bill Simmons is such a phony in this regard because for years, until the Bruins started winning again, for years, Bill Simmons gave up on the Boston Bruins. Wasn't even following the Bruins anymore. You go back like 20 years ago, did not care about the Bruins. Then they start winning again later on in that decade. Oh, and they win the Stanley Cup. Was in like 08. Oh, and he's all in on the Bruins again. He is such a phony Bruins fan. And look, that the Panther fan only knew hockey, only had hockey starting in 1993. What are we supposed to do about that? Oh, well, that's right. We start having hockey here in 1993. What can we do about that? And the best part about that clip, no one knows where the Panthers play. Oh, it's Miami. No, it's not. The Panthers play in Sunrise, about 50 minutes away from Miami. Not even close, Bill. So I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? Post game yesterday, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns. They're doing their post-game media availability together. And here, of course, they're asked about the idea of usually, and this is the way it normally goes in the NBA, you got to do a bit of losing. You got to go through some heartbreak before you finally break through.
This is Wade, one of you guys. And usually in NBA history, it says you have to lose and lose big before you win. What is it about this team that says
we lost last year?
Yeah, but that's different. You have to lose at a bigger stage. Usually, teams. Usually
it's the playoffs. Win. We lost last year.
We lost the last 2 years. Shit.
God damn! How much more we gotta lose?
Yeah, how much you want us to lose?
Been losing for 20 years.
I mean, that's just the truth, dog.
God damn!
Yeah, I'm going big deal because I mean, like, look, they were really funny, but the reporter's right. It's not just, oh, we lost last year, we lost. You got to go through the heartbreak where it's you get this far and you get so close and then you lose. That's normally the way this goes. Like, it would be if the Wolves, they lost in the first round last year, and now this year they lose in the Western Finals, and then next year, it'd be like, all right, they went through the heartbreak, now it's time to break through. Kind of like the Florida Panthers. That's what the reporters talk about there. He is right. I'm going not a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, how about Cody Rhodes, WWE Champion? He was on Busted Open on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 this morning, the best pro wrestling show in the world. And here's Cody Rhodes on when he actually found out that he would possibly not be in the main event of WrestleMania 40 in favor of The Rock.
We talked a little bit about that behind the scenes documentary. One thing that is revealed in that documentary and might put things in a different perspective for people is I found out the possibility of The Rock versus Roman Reigns the day of the Royal Rumble. And I had to leave that room, head up, and make sure no one knew what could possibly happen. And probably one of the more difficult days I've ever had in the wrestling business, but also, how can you complain when you're winning the Royal Rumble, when you're pointing at the sign, when, you know, over 20,000 people in Tampa, just, it was such a high, such a low. But I'll say this about the month leading up to WrestleMania 40. I just couldn't catch a break when it came to the ideal circumstances. I was just talking to Brandy about this morning, but my bus a few days before WrestleMania becomes a giant fireball out in the parking lot. Had to bring in a new bus for me. I'm sleeping in a bunk that was for a band. I don't even know. I was not going to be presented with the ideal circumstances, and I had given in to that. I had conceded to that before WrestleMania because I just had this feeling, even all the way back to the Royal Rumble, I had this feeling that it was going to work out.
I'm going big deal. I mean, that's great stuff, and I guess Cody feels okay being open and talking about it because there's a behind the scenes WrestleMania kind of deal that's going to be released soon. Apparently it wasn't planned from the get-go that they were going to go with The Rock, and they obviously pivoted. It's fascinating stuff. I'm going big deal, and that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals. Caneswear. Go to caneswear.com. Caneswear, it's more than a store, it's an experience. Get all of the big deals at Caneswear. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Yes! All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. So tonight, Monday Night Raw, King and Queen of the Ring semifinal action tonight, because you got King and Queen of the Ring in Saudi Arabia coming up this weekend. So that's a big show tonight. You got Oilers Canucks Game 7. I'm all over Connor McDavid tonight. So 9 p.m. Eastern time. I like Connor McDavid anytime goal plus 100. Connor McDavid over 3.5 shots on goal plus 135. Those are the winning plays right there. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. So great sports on television tonight. Thanks everybody behind the scenes who always helps put together such a great show. Your hard work is always appreciated. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Know what that means. The show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
'Tis the season for summer road trip adventures. And Firestone Complete Auto Care's epic savings event with up to $100 off select services from June 6th to the 9th. Limited time offer, conditions apply. Go to firestonecomplete.com for details.
Have you met All Modern? All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture, and they deliver it for free in days. You heard that right, days. That way, you get your sofa ASAP and can sit comfortably while figuring out your other modern must-haves. At All Modern, you'll find only the best of modern, from Scandi to mid-century, minimalist to maximalist. Every piece is hand-vetted for quality by our team of experts and designed for real life. That's modern made simple. Shop now at allmodern.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.